الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي جعل في الشباب قوة وعملا وطاقة وأملا، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله وصفيه من خلقه وحبيبه. فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على حبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم ترونها تذهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت، وتدع كل ذات حمل حملها، وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى. وقال الله عز وجل: ربنا أبصرنا وسمعنا فارجعنا نعمل صالحا. وقال الله عز وجل في شان حبيبه مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. Infinite praise and glory is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and salutations and peace and blessings be upon our noble and beloved messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon the righteous and purified family, and upon the righteous and noble companions, and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam. Alhamdulillah, on this most blessed and auspicious and sacred day of Jumu'ah, we have gathered here to glorify and magnify the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to seek the purification of our hearts and our souls, and also to follow sincerely in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our sincere intentions and efforts, and make this day and this moment a means for our success and salvation in this dunya and also in the hereafter. As some of you may see, that we have a brother who's recording. Brother Tariq has come from Cambridge to record our beautiful masjid, and also to share with the rest of the UK and other communities how we are at the forefront of delivering effective khutbahs on Jumu'ah. So although all of your faces are known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please do not be concerned, your faces will not be shown on the video. And if you have any further concerns, please do contact me after Jumu'ah. Coming on to the topic of discussion today, every single one of us in our lives has many decisions to make on a daily basis, from the time that we wake up until the time that we fall asleep. What clothes we will wear, what food we will eat, where we will go, who we will meet, and various other decisions that we have to make on a daily basis. Some are quite large in that, some are quite important in our decision making, and they will dictate whether we succeed or whether we fail. So making decisions inevitably leads us to either success or to failure in our lifetime. So life, as we know, due to the decisions that we make, leads us potentially to many griefs, and also leads us to stress, and can also lead us to regret in our life for those decisions that were not made with a sound heart, with a sound mind, or with sound understanding of that particular scenario. And some of the regrets that we have in our life whenever we look back is for our exams, and how we failed to prepare adequately for our exams, or for the jobs and the interviews. And sometimes we look back and we can potentially regret our life choices and decisions, whether in our marriage or in our relationships, decisions in our money, and decisions with our family and with our friends, and also with our health. And the most common regret, though, that many of us have in our lifetime is that we turn back and we reflect and we say, I wish that I had lived my own life. Because many a time we end up living the life that other people want us to live, whether that be your parents, whether that be your friends, your cousins, your family, or the society and the peer pressure that we are exposed to. So this is a regret that some people have in their life. Other people turn around and say, I wish I hadn't wasted my life in idle pursuits, on frivolous things and activities. Other people have regrets and say, I wish I had expressed my feelings and my emotions to my family or my friend or my wife or my children. I wish that I had lived a more happier, more content and more peaceful and serene life. Or I had spent more quality time with my family and with my friends. And these are some of the regrets that we have. And you can have these regrets during any point in your life. But especially when you're in your midlife crisis, you reflect back on your life and you ask yourself, how did you end up here? How did I end up here? Or when you are in your old age, or when you are suffering from ill health, and especially when you are on your deathbed, you have so many things that you reflect upon and you regret some of the life choices that you have made. In spite of all of these reflections and introspections that we have during the youth, or during the middle age of our life, or towards the end of our life when we are on our deathbed, one thing that we generally keep away from in terms of regretting is regretting how our hereafter will be. And this is a very, very important thing for us to reflect upon now, so that we do not have any regrets when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, He mentions, يَوْمَ تَرَوْنَهَا تزهل كل مرضعة عما أرضعت وتدع كل ذات حمل حملها وترى الناس سكارى وما هم بسكارى ولكن الله عذاب شديد. That on that particular day, when they will be returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when the day of Qiyamah will be upon them, then you will see that every nursing mother will be distracted from her nursling. So a person who is so connected and intimate and close, a mother who is nursing her child, because of that particular day and it dawning upon her, she will even forget her child. And every pregnant woman will abort her pregnancy due to the imminent regret that they are facing and the realization that they are understanding that, oh my God, look at what is before us. And you will see people appearing intoxicated, although they will not be intoxicated, but the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe. So today's topic of discussion is about regret in one's life. And especially for the youngsters, we've had 2 weeks off from school. So you've had 2 weeks where you've had absolutely no responsibility whatsoever, not to go to school, not to wake up on time, not to do any particular activity, complete bliss and freedom to do any particular activity. But the question that you need to ask yourself now, before you return back to your studies, before you go back into the hustle and bustle of the dunya, is, did you maximize those 2 weeks that were given to you as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or do you regret wasting your day, wasting your nights, wasting the time, the opportunity, the health, and the ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed you with in those 2 particular weeks? And that is just a small example for us to reflect upon on a larger scale about the years that we have, the months that we have, the lifetime that we have, of opportunity given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do something with our lives. And when the time comes for us to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will we return in a state of satisfaction and contentment and realization that we've done the best that we could do with that time that was given to us? Or will we be in a state of regret, thinking, what an opportunity that has gone to waste? And now there will be nothing for you to do in terms of correction for that thing. A day which will be so intense that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا, that particular day that will make children's hair turn grey and children turn grey. This is how daunting that particular day will be. And I share these experiences from my own self and from my own experiences from my family. My father has been in hospital for the last 10 days or so. So when I went to visit him, one thing that I can say with great pride is that he had absolutely no regrets, alhamdulillah. He said he lived an amazing life. that he did whatever he wanted to do, i.e. all of the halal things that were allowed by him, by the Sharia, and he lived the life to the best of his ability. He didn't just exist in the dunya, but he lived in the dunya to the maximum capacity and ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him with. And he was returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes, content, with peace, with itminan. These are some of the words that my father shared with me. And during the week when I've discussed with other people, they say, this problem is coming on in my life, I have this difficulty and this, and now I wish I could have done this, I regret doing this, I regret making this choice or that choice. So you have opposite sides of the spectrum. One person who has no regrets and he's returning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, content. And the other person who is challenging himself and his naf and his life choices and asking, how did I end up here and how much regret do I have with my life? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us this wake-up call in the Qur'an and says, don't just wait for that particular day to be over your head. Don't just waste your life and your opportunity, and realize that you need to live your life in such a manner that when you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will not have a regret that you didn't do the ibadah as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded, that you did not fulfill the zakah and the hajj and the siyam and all of these things as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instructed, that you will know that you did the best that you could do with the given opportunity and chances that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you, and you will not be from these people who will be bewildered, these people who will be in complete horror and shock and be running away and be turning grey because of the state that they are in, because they realize now there is no way to run, now there is no way to hide, now there is no replay, there is no reset, and you can't turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the true loss and true regret for Muslims will be on that day, on the day of Qiyamah, when we will realize that we have wasted the life given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, the wealth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted us to share and with humanity, and the ability to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the command to follow the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, to maintain our ties of kingship, to share love and mercy, and to remain honest with ourselves and remain truthful with other people as well. These are some of the regrets that people will potentially have when they return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But before you get to that point, now is the time for you to wake up, for you to realize, and for you to understand that don't wait till tomorrow for you to change. Don't wait till tomorrow for you to start your ibadah, start your salah, and prepare for your hajj, do all of those things. Don't wait for that day, because your qiyamah will begin the moment that you are placed in your grave. And therefore you need to make sure that before you reach your grave, you have no regrets and you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with qalbin saleem, with a sound heart, with a pure heart, with a heart which is stable, with a heart that knows that it will not tremble before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in regret. It will go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, Ya Allah, Ya Rabb, I did whatever I could with the health that you gave me, with the wealth that you gave me, with the life that you gave me. I did whatever I could, and here I am, and I'm waiting for your mercy, waiting for your rahmah. So the regretful ones are not those people purely in the dunya who regret the life choices or the financial choices that they may have made, or the wrong car or the wrong home that they may have chosen, or the wrong relationships that they may have gotten into. That the truly regretful people and sorrowful people will be those people who will be screaming and pleading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. They'll be saying, how great is our regret for not giving it thought. This is what they will be saying. Ya hasratana ala ma farratna fiha. This is what they will be saying to themselves and imploring Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that this is the true loss. This is the true regret, for we never gave our life a second thought in the dunya, that we are going to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we will be accountable for our salah, we'll be accountable for our finances, we'll be accountable for our life and everything. This is what these people are saying, that we truly regret now that time that has elapsed. And in another verse of the Quran, they will say, رَبَّنَا أَبْصَرْنَا وَسَمِعْنَا فَرْجِعْنَا نَعْمَلْ صَالِحًا إِنَّا مُوقِنُونَ. That, oh our Lord, we now see and we hear and we realize our errors and we regret the choices that we made during our lifetime. So return us, Give us the ability to return back to the dunya so that we may go and do good. Because we are now certain and we have seen the reality. But for Muslims who believe in the ghaib, who believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who follow the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we do not need to wait for the day of Qiyamah. We do not need to know what will happen and all the hijabat when they will be removed. We know the reality now and we know the state of people that will be on that particular day. So protect yourself from regret. More importantly, protect your children from that regret and that feeling on that day of Qiyamah when they will say, Allah, give us a second chance. We are all used to pressing reset again and again on our PlayStation and Xboxes and all of the consoles that we have. But there will be no reset. There will be no second opportunity for you to say, oh Allah, give me another chance. Now let me go back. So before you reach that point, the point of no return, when you're on the precipices, the edge of even a black hole, you need to make sure that you realize now and ask yourself, are you leading a life that will lead you towards the regret? Or are you leading a life that will lead you towards the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam in the Quran reminds us again, وَأَنْزِرْهُمْ, that and warn them of the day of regret, when the matter will be concluded and yet they are in a state of heedlessness and they do not believe. And this is for those people who do not believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but also for us, that we see the ayat, we see the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we willingly ignore the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We willingly overlook the sunnah of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wa salam is telling us, don't be heedless, don't be in a state of regret when you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I have come, I have warned you. In Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira, that as a witness over you, as a person who gives glad tidings, but at the same time a person who warns you, a person who warns you of your inevitability, warns you of the grave, warns you of your hashr, warns you of the day of Qiyamah. Therefore do not be in the state of heedlessness where you are forgetting all of your things that you need to do in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So regret is an incredibly powerful negative emotion. And if you do not manage this with your iman, with your faith, with your hope, with your yaqeen, with your tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it can make a person suicidal. Those people who regret their life decisions and their choices, they end up taking their own lives because of this regret, because it is unmanaged and unfiltered and it is not channeled in the correct way. There will be people who on the day of Qiyamah will wish for death even though they are before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they will say, Ya laytani kuntu turaba, that, oh, I wish that I was just a speck of dust before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they realize all of their life choices, all of the decisions that they made, and now they are regretful for the choices and the decisions that they made, and they just want to not even exist before standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in the many ahadith of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet alayhi salatu wa sallam reminds us about this kayfiyyah, reminds us about this hal, reminds us about this potential situation that we will fall in on the day of Qiyamah. He mentions that there isn't any person who enters Jannah except they are first made to see their potential place in the fire of hell. Had they failed, so that they increase in gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there isn't a person who enters the fire of hell except they are first made to see their potential place in paradise. Had they passed, so that they are taken by regret. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam that this is how people will feel. They will feel a state of regret in their graves or on the day of Qiyamah, that this is where I potentially could have been. I could have been in Jannah, but here I am in the fire of hell. Why? Because I did not make the right choices, make the right decisions, and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And in the state of their grave, or in the state on the day of Qiyamah, they will be in complete utter loss and in a state of regret before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, not every single person will be alike. There will be a group of people who will feel safe. They will feel safe during their lifetime. They will feel safe in their grave. And they'll also feel safe on the day of Qiyamah, standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, safe and secure and at peace. And these are the people singled out by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people who during their lifetime, they dedicated their life, their health, their wealth, their time and their abilities first and foremost for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people of itmi'nan. These are the people of sukoon. They tackle every single one of their sins head on before they approach death, and they realize they have to purify their sins, purify their soul, and purify their heart before they return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the people, they who believe, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. They who believe and do not mix their belief with injustice, those who will have security and they will be the rightly guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to make sure that during our lifetime we uphold justice, we maintain our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we follow sincerely in the footsteps of the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and as a result of that, we will have no regret when we return to our graves. We will have no regret when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah's promise is, أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. These are the safe people. These are the people of security. These are the people who have been protected. These are the people who have no regret. They were given their life, they were given their opportunity, they realized that they were created. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. They understood all of that, and therefore they are in a state of peace and itminan. They have no regret when they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But those people who will fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those people who made poor choices during their lifetime, and they will be in a state of regret on the day of Qiyamah. The greatest terror on the day of Qiyamah, لا يحزنهم الفزع الأكبر. The greatest terror, the day of judgment, for those people who have itminan and sukoon, who have no regrets, it will not grieve them, it will not affect them, because they did the right choices during their lifetime. Do you know, when you are above board with the law, when you have your insurance, when you have your MOT, when you have your road tax, it doesn't matter which police car is behind you or in front of you or beside you, and especially if you're doing the correct mileage, none of that affects you. It doesn't make you anxious, it doesn't make you worried, it doesn't grieve you, even though the color of our skin may potentially make us being stopped more so. Nevertheless, you know you're above board, so it doesn't matter if they come, if they stop you, because your heart is at peace. And similarly, if you know that you've used your life, and you've dedicated to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when you return to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that day, the day of terror, the day of Qiyamah, you will not have any grief, you will not have any worry. And this is why in the Quran, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam reminds us that, قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That declare that your salah, that your ibadah, that your life and your death and your sacrifices and everything that you have is for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we are living in this dunya for the sake of the dunya, if we are living for the sake of other people, if we are living for the sake of success, if we are living for the sake of fame, for the sake of power, for the sake of control, for the sake of all of these things, then when we return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will be in a complete and utter state of loss, an utter state of regret before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how can you avoid being in that particular state? One of the hadith, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentions that recite Suratul Baqarah, because taking care of Suratul Baqarah, i.e. in its preparation, in its diligence, in its recitation, in its understanding, is a huge amount of blessing for you. And leaving Suratul Baqarah will become a source of great regret for you. And the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, another hadith has mentioned that home which does not have the Quran recited within the home, especially Suratul Baqarah, is a home equivalent to the graveyard, is a home which is like a grave. So if you want blessings in your life, if you want success in your life, and if you want to avoid regret in your dunya, and you want to protect yourself for the hereafter, then abundantly recite and understand and reflect upon Suratul Baqarah. And gatherings that you have, the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions, whenever people gather together to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they sit without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beg your pardon. That we, you know, we have majalis, we had mahfils and we have majlises, and we sit out in the street, in the courtyard, in town centers, in other places. So the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam mentions that whenever people sit in a gathering without remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then when they leave that gathering, it would be as if they have been sat around the corpse of a donkey, and that gathering will bring them regret on the day of Qiyamah. So every single moment that we have is a moment to glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to praise and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sure that our lisan, our tongue, our lips remain moist in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And fruitless and idless conversations and meetings that we have, where we sit together for hours and hours and even potentially the whole night just talking about the dunya and talking about bakwas and things which do not benefit you, which do not bring you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those that have the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of that, when you remove the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in those mahafil and majalis, then those mahfils and majlises will become a source of regret for you on the day of Qiyamah. In another hadith of the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, he mentions that you are going to compete over positions of leadership, and it will bring with it regret on the day of Qiyamah. And so how great is breastfeeding and how difficult is weaning? And you might think this is a bit weird, but inshallah al-aziz, I'll explain that. So people who are competing over the dunya, competing for leadership, competing for control, for power, for shuhrat, for all of these things, for fame, these people will have the greatest regret on the day of Qiyamah, because they did not fulfill the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because of their eagerness to achieve these maqams and this status and this position, they transgressed the limits of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they forgot the Messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, and overlooked the Sharia, and they broke all of these bounds and did not uphold the sha'air of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill the rights of humanity. It's very easy when you are breastfeeding a child and the child receives the nutrients and the nourishment and everything from a mother, but weaning a child off that is a very, very difficult thing. And this is just the same as leadership. When you're vying for power and for control, once you're addicted and attached to it, it's very, very difficult for a person to be weaned off, because you want it and you do whatever you can to keep hold of that kursi, keep hold of that power. And these are the things, when you're vying for these positions of leadership without the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without taqwa instilled within your heart, then this will become a source of great regret. So for us brothers and sisters, especially during these 2 weeks that we've had off during the Easter holidays, and especially the youngsters, it's very important for us to reflect upon, have we maximized these 2 weeks? Do we have any regrets whatsoever? You as parents as well, ask yourself, how do you have regret? You had 2 weeks with your children, their undivided attention. How many times did you bring them to the masjid? How many times did you encourage them to pray their salah? How many times did you wake them up for fajr? All of these things, you will also have a state of regret, because you have not fulfilled the responsibilities towards your children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you to complete. So do you regret missing years and years of salah, for wasting money on idle things and idle pursuits, and following your shahwa and your desires, for deliberately, unfortunately, missing your fast because, oh, it's too difficult, it's too warm, it's too hot, and it's too long, for ignoring your zakat, for having the health given to you by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wealth, but in spite of that, having the opportunity and the time and the wealth and the health, you still delayed your hajj, and you still did not go and complete your hajj by disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Did you waste your youth, the prime time for you to excessively and abundantly pray and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Did you waste it on alcohol? Did you waste it on fornication, on adultery? Did you waste it on backbiting and gossip and fraud and disrespecting your parents and failing yourself and failing your family, failing your community, failing your deen? These are some of the regrets that you need to ask yourself. Do you have any of these in your life? Do you have things that really niggle at you and your mind that, wait a minute, you need to do something with your life? Or are you just waiting for you to become 60 or 70 and then fir namaz par lesen, fir hajj kar lesen, fir zakat de lesen, fir Allah la khair sallah, because everybody else has left you, your children, your wife, everybody's left you, and now hun Allah la karo. But no, that is too little and too late. So before you reach that time where you will regret that you wasted your life, you regret the health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed you with and how you wasted that, or the wealth, don't be from those people who will say on the day of Qiyamah, oh, how great is our regret over what we neglected. Ya hasratana ala ma farratna fiha, while they bear their burdens on their backs. You not fulfilling the shasha'ir or the pillars of Islam will be your burden on your back that you will have to carry on the day of Qiyamah. Unquestionably, evil is what they bear. These are the people who will be in a complete and utter state of regret. How great is my regret over what I neglected in regards to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you will ultimately say that, Ya laytani kuntu turaba. So brothers and sisters, and elders especially, parents, make sure that you are not in a state of regret. Make sure that you do not allow your children to regret those core decisions in their lifetimes where they could have prayed, but they went out with their friends. Where they could have given their zakat, but they wasted their money on something else. Where they could have gone on Hajj or Umrah, but they ended up doing something else. Where they could have spoken the truth, but they lied. All of these things are things that we need to reflect upon and ask ourselves how we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and do it now before it is too late. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from that regret, the greatest regret on the day of Qiyamah, when we will stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَقُولِ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جِزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا. Before we start the announcements, there is a black Ford Galaxy parked in two bays, registration number LC170CV. Please do remove your car and park correctly so you do not inconvenience other people. Jazakumullah khairan. Namaz ke awqat samat farma lein. Kal se namaz fajr ki jamaat inshallah laziz 5:15 baje hogi, namaz zuhr ki jamaat 2 baje, namaz asr ki jamaat 6:30 baje, aur namaz isha ki jamaat inshallah